This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatajananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Thursday, that is 23rd of April. Well, it was stimulus package hopes that really lifted market sentiment today. Nifty 50 is now back above 9,300 levels are some of the key points which we'll discuss in this market podcast. Well, Indian markets rallied for the second consecutive session in a row on April 23rd. On rising expectations of a second stimulus package from the government to support the economy. In fact, Sensex, which started on a flat note, rose nearly 500 points towards the close, while the Nifty 50 reclaimed 9,300 levels, which is definitely a positive sign. In fact, if you remember, the index witnessed selling pressure on April 17th and April 20th when Nifty 50 climbed above 9,300 levels, but saw some bit of profit taking around about these levels. And since Nifty 50 was not able to close above 9,300 level, although it hit 9,300 level in the intraday high. Now, the expectation of early economic package announced by the government lifted sentiment on the markets trading session. Now, if you remember yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Prakash Javadekar said that the economic package will be announced as and when it's ready, which sort of lifted market sentiment. Now, let's look at the final tally on D Street as well. Sensex rose 483 points to close at 31,863, while the Nifty 50 rose 126 points to close above 9313 levels. Now, the broader markets underperformed as the mid-cap index rose 0.9%, while the small-cap index was up 1.3%. Now, let's look at the Nifty gainers. It include names like ICICI Bank, Z Entertainment, ICICI Bank, TCS, as well as Kotak Mahindra Bank. Top Nifty losers includes names like Power Grid, Shri Cements, HUL, as well as Titan Company. Now, let's look at stocks and sectors which were in focus. Now, sectorally, the action was visible in IT index, which is up 4.8%, followed by the BankEx that gained 3.3%, and the finance index was up 2.3%. Now, selling pressure was visible in BSE Consumer Durable Index that fell 1.4%, followed by the FMCG index that was down 1.3%, and the power index was down 1.2%. Now, volume spike of over 100% was seen in stocks like SRF, NIT Technologies, Britannia Industries, Tech Mahindra, and Godrej Properties. Now, long buildup was seen in stocks like Glenmark, Idea, Muthoot Finance, and RBL Bank, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Godrej Properties, Adani Power, Britannia Industries, and Oil India. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on some sort of news flow. Well, Alembic Pharmaceuticals, in fact, saw a massive rally of nearly 10% after the company reported healthy growth in earnings for the March quarter. Now, Kotak Mahindra Bank, in fact, climbed nearly 9% a day after the company said its board had approved raising of capital by way of issue of equity shares. Now, L&T also erased all the morning, the intraday gains and ended 1.4% lower. The company had witnessed strong order inflow in quarter ended March 2020. Now, Parag Milk Food closed nearly 10% higher after the promoters released 75 lakh equity shares pledged with Kotak Mahindra Investments by paying 54 crores. Another stock which was in focus was HUL. In fact, it fell nearly 3% in an otherwise strong market after the parent Unilever PLC withdrew its full year forecast on Thursday, saying the hit from lockdowns in China and India. Now, let's also look at how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a small bullish candle on the daily charts. For the time being, index can be expected to consolidate with a 500-point range inside a trading band of 9,400 to 8,900. Now, if the index slips below 9,170, then the index may come under pressure on intraday basis with a target placed on about 9,050. Now, strength above 9,343 may extend the upswing towards 9,390, where ideally some selling pressure can be expected, and a close above 9,400 levels should open up bigger targets around about at 9,950. Now, traders are advised to remain neutral on long side, where intraday traders can consider shorting below 9,170 and look for the initial target of 990, that is 9,090 and 9,050 levels, with a stop above today's intraday high. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. Well, thanks all for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.